Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
Morning. This is Sandy and Sherry. Good morning. This is Sandy and Sherry on Sports Radio 610, the Home Show Garden Pros. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We've talked about fruit trees. We've talked about shrubs.
Lawns and weeds.
And speaking of all of that, we have a way of taking care of all of that.
Yes. Nelson's Plant Food.
Yes.
One of our favorites.
Another thing that needs to be on your shelf.
Yeah, and start planning. You know, they have great feeding guides on their website.
Yes.
Start planning how you're going to go about feeding your plants and your lawn. Mm-hmm. For instance, like Bruce's Brew is going to be like our wake-up call at the end of February, beginning of March, based on temperatures. But Bruce's Brew is going to give you that quick boost of green, like wake up grass and grow. You don't want to do it now, but
okay,
once we know that that freeze is over, it's time to wake up the lawn, and there's no better way than putting that Bruce's Brew out.
Right.
Yeah, and then coming up with your feeding plan, you were talking about feeding our trees and our shrubs.
Right.
They have an amazing vegetable food, tomato and vegetable food, and all their species-specific high quality.
Those I love.
So, for instance, azaleas, when they're done blooming, we'll feed those. Citrus will start feeding in March.
Oh my gosh, already.
Yeah, crepe myrtles, once they start leafing out, we want to start feeding them. If we can keep everything fed at optimal levels with high quality nitrogen sources like in Nelson's Plant Food, then there'll be less bugs, less fungus, less problems.
Because we're giving them what they need.
Yes.
To function naturally. And they can, and if they're strong and healthy, they'll
thrive.
They'll thrive. I had hibiscus blooming. You know, mine were confused because of the weather, but they also were enjoying life because they were well fed too. So
absolutely,
the species specific is so. I just love those, and you can buy them in small containers.
Yeah.
And that needs to be on your shelf. So I love the hibiscus. I've got crepe myrtles, the roses, and the citrus. I do need to re-up on my citrus food because you said March for the Nelson.
Yep, there's feeding schedules that they have and great instructions on each container.
Yeah.
But if you can just simply feed your plants the way they need to be fed,
they
will
be
perform for you, and you'll be happy.
Yeah.
So for more information, you can go to nelsonsplantfood.com or Home Show Garden Pros.
Right.
And find out where to buy them.
Texas made, Texas targeted nutrition to help your plants grow stronger. So feed your plants. They're hungry.
They're hungry, yeah.
They're hungry.
They just
for
can't
this
tell
good
you.
Food. Right. Well, they do, but sometimes it's too late. So don't let them tell you. Just go ahead and predict what's going on and get that Nelson Plant Food.
And most of your Home Show Garden Pros do a refill program.
Yes, which is so
save
handy.
Save the container.
Mm-hmm. Right. But this is something that maybe get on your shopping list.
Yes.
You know, to go to the Home Show Garden Pros and add this to your garden shelf, because then it's, you know, when you've got the time, then it's like, oh, okay, I'll do my Bruce's Brew this weekend
when it's time.
So Nelson Plant Food, we love Nelson's. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. If you have just tuned in, I'm here with Sherry. She's taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we've been talking about calendar items and, you know, the different times of year. And right now in January and February, your grass is dormant, so it's looking kind of...
It's in slow growth, so I wouldn't fuss over the grass.
Yeah, just leave it alone, and even the weeds. I mean, I haven't really even had any weeds here in the dormant period popping up. So, you know, leave those. And people are mowing their lawns maybe once a month.
Yeah, I mean, my husband's mowing it just to clean up the leaves.
Oh, yeah,
make it look tidy.
Right.
So we're not really taking any leaf surface off.
Right.
Just cleaning it up.
Right. And then work on the beds. You know, you can prep any beds, like you had mentioned to, I think, Ed earlier about prepping those with some compost. Get them all ready and get some super seaweed out there for your plants before any freeze.
Right.
So good. So,
there's things you can do, but like I said, it's more of a planning time.
Yes.
It's thinking, you know, what was great in 2023, what was not so great in 2023, and just making adjustments. And if you struggled through the drought, you know, make it top priority to increase your organic material in your soil. Adding good compost is going to make a world of a difference. Mm-hmm. Adding good slow-release nitrogen to the soils to and adding things that's going to, you know, promote good microbial life in the soil. Mm-hmm. That's going to help you with water retention.
Right.
So, you know, we just have to look at what your successes were, what your failures were, what you want to change, uh-huh. you know. Like I said, if you want to do a vegetable garden this year, a lot of people are getting into growing their own food just yes. to make sure there's something, you know, easily accessible.
Right. And fresh.
Yeah. And so start planning, you know, what do you like to eat at mm-hmm. your house?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to grow things that you don't like to eat.
Right. Then you're,
it's like my brother grows tomatoes. He doesn't eat them, but he shares them with everybody.
Well, I do share my tomatoes. I don't use them for a lot.
Yeah.
But yes, they are fun. They're fun to grow though also. And I know my parents really enjoyed them last year. Yeah. So.
And I mean, eggplant too.
Yeah.
Right. How many eggplant can you eat?
Right.
How many plants are you going to grow?
Mm-hmm.
You need one per family because most people don't eat very much eggplant. So
So make those little plans.
You got it.
And those little lists and let's start getting those garden shelves ready to roll. So you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is Sandy and Sherry. And Sherry's here taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 833-333-3333. And Sherry has been in the gardening business since she was a little girl.
Since I was born.
Yeah. Yeah. So she is an expert. And I love it. She's a great resource. 281-833-3333. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. We'll return after this.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite. A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're in the sport of gardening. Right now we're in the sport of planning.
Yeah.
But you can garden too. You know, there's lots to do outside.
Sure.
You know, repotting, kind of clipping off any dead leaves, any dead growth. I've been trimming some things that were hanging over onto a patio. So, you know, anything. And you can call Sherry at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. So it's all threes, 2818, and then it's all threes. So we are here taking your calls and concerns about whatever is going on in your lawn. What do you see? Mm-hmm. Or what do you have on your balcony? You know, mm-hmm. do you have potted plants or do you want potted plants? Do you face east? Do you face west? What's going to grow there? Lots of things to think about with that. And what soils are you going to put in those potted plants?
Most important part.
Mm-hmm. And to remind you, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we're here every Saturday morning with you, taking your calls. And we have got our Home Show Garden Pros who participate in the show also, and they rotate through here every Saturday morning, mm-hmm. which is so special and such a treat. We have Nelson Nursoon Water Gardens. You've heard from Anita. She has come, and she's in the studio with us taking calls and questions about every fourth Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Plants for All Seasons, Kelly. comes and answers your calls. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, both Joey and Danny participate, and Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and a whole slew of folks out there to choose from, and Spring Gardens Nursery. And Isaac will be out here next weekend.
Yeah, the first weekend of the year.
Yeah, so it's really, it's so fun here in the studio because we've got that variety of people coming in, and we've always got Sherry here co-hosting here, which is wonderful to have her expertise.
Yeah, and everybody's got their specialties, you know.
It's true.
Specialize in. For instance, when Anita's on, I would think every gardener in Houston that has a pond would be calling with questions.
Right.
She is the expert. You know, if you're listening now and you have a water garden or you want a water garden.
Yes.
Like, her and Rolf have been doing this forever.
Yeah. That's how they first started, was just water gardens.
Yeah.
And then they grew into the beautiful nursery that they have now, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So very, you know, they all have their own expertise. And the Spring Gardens Nurseries has wonderful, beautiful trees. And I've gotten lots of fruit trees from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Mm-hmm. And Plants for All Seasons is like my go-to.
Yeah.
I get so many ideas from Kelly out there.
She does amazing design with her pots.
Right. Yeah. Well, and then just for the landscaping items, I love the way that it's organized. And I get lots of ideas. And I usually make a couple of trips out there when I'm
in the mode.
Yes. So beautiful location. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And you know, it's the end of the year, so we're all thinking about 24 and you're making resolutions. I don't like that word either. It seems kind of strict and not fun.
Yeah.
So our landscaping and our gardening, we've talked about grass and we've talked about the fruit trees, and that's something to think about. I mean, that is a fun addition.
Yeah. And if you just need an ornamental tree,
you
know, something that's going to give you fruit would be good too.
Yeah.
Right?
It's super fun. And they're so pretty when they start blooming.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. It is just, it's a happy thing to see. You're like,
It's just, you know, I just wish they would bloom longer.
It doesn't last very long, but then you've got the fruit and you can plant something beside it that's going to, you know, be
there
green all year.
Yeah.
And then it won't bother you. Well, last year I shared a lot of peaches with squirrels. They beat me to the punch on a few occasions, and I was quite annoyed.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to have to pay attention on my fruit trees this year.
Yeah, it's hard when you got to share them with the wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've got my citrus trees. We've talked about how many I lost in the big freeze years ago, and then I've sort of been adding ever since. And now on my citrus, I'm doing that little experiment. I've got some in pots on a patio, and I did plant some in the ground because I still want some in the ground, and we'll see what survives. But my potted citrus are going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They are happy as can be.
And confused.
Yeah, they are a little confused. But
my lime is like in full bloom.
Right.
It's like, they're like, okay, it's spring.
Right. I'm like, oh, no, but okay. Yeah. So it's interesting because the citrus that I planted in the ground versus the pots right now are happier than the ones in the ground. So I don't know if it had to do with the drought.
Or the soil.
Yeah, my soil's I think it's pretty. I mean, I do everything those Home Show Garden Pros tell me to do. And the armadillo loves my soil because he's always digging in the soil.
Yeah. It's probably more to do with, you know, you're controlling the moisture in the pot. You can't really control the moisture in the ground.
Right.
Providing good drainage. But, you know, when something's in the ground versus a pot and the pot's doing better, the ground's probably staying more wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More wet, or it got too stressed over the summer, possibly.
Could be. Yeah, I mean, a pot would be more stressful.
Well, yeah, but I was pretty attentive.
Okay. There you go.
Because they were really close. Okay. They're right outside my window. The other ones I have to walk to. But anyway, but enjoy those, any kind of fruit trees. I mean, I would add one. Mm-hmm. You know, just try it. It's so fun. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth in our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at ohbaonline.org.
Revitalize your lawn from summer stress. Give it what it needs from Landscaper's Pride. Choose the perfect blend from their 27 locally sourced, nutrient-rich green space summer antidotes. Healthy soil compost, mushroom compost, and enriched topsoil, perfect for repairing and restoring. Bring the green back to your green spaces. Landscaper's Pride blends are specifically designed to heal and nourish Texas yards and gardens. Find Landscaper's Pride at the Garden Pro near you. Learn more at landscaperspride.com. Landscaperspride.com.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, all lawn and plant enthusiasts. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on 249. Are you ready to celebrate the beauty of nature and the joy of gardening? Look no further than Plants for All Seasons, your go-to garden center for all your botanical needs. For 50 years, Plants for All Seasons has been proudly serving our community as a family-owned and operated business. At Plants for All Seasons, we are more than just a nursery. We are your partners in gardening success. Need trees to add shade and beauty to your landscape? We've got you covered. Looking for vibrant shrubs to create a stunning border? We have an extensive selection. Seeking annuals and perennials to bring color and life to your garden? Look no further. But that's not all. Plants for All Seasons also offers a wide range of pesticides, solutions, soils, compost, and mulches to ensure your plants thrive in any season. We believe that healthy soil is the foundation for a flourishing garden, and we're here to provide you with the best products to make it happen. So come on down to Plants for All Seasons and let us help you make your garden dreams come true. Plants for All Seasons, where your garden thrives in every season, is located near Vintage Park on the feeder of Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Roads. Come and see us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333. And at the break, I received a question from someone I know. So, you know, we talk a lot about grass and, you know, and how to nurture that soil and everything. But there are some areas of town, especially in the northern areas, where it's hard to grow grass in some of your areas because we get calls about the shaded areas. And
the pine trees.
Yes. Pine trees or really big oak trees where you're having a hard time growing St. Augustine, let's say. So in those more shaded areas, what's a good ground cover?
So there's lots of options. It just depends on the look you're going for.
Okay.
You know, if you just have acreage and areas where you just have, you know, kind of natural areas under the pine trees and you know, you have lawn adjacent to it. You could do like they do up in the Woodlands and do pine needles.
Which I think is cool looking.
And just replenish the pine needles. Yeah. Pine needles will naturally fall and you just kind of keep them in the area.
Designated
area. But if you wanted more of big, expansive flower beds, you could build the flower beds and have things like ajuga and Asian jasmine in the areas that aren't super deep shade.
Okay.
What else could you do? Ajuga. I mean, Ligularia is a bigger plant that
those looks are like, so pretty.
Yeah, and mine are in full bloom right now. It's beautiful under a shaded, you know, canopy. So there's some bigger things you can do. Beautyberry.
Beautyberry is a good one. That's fun. So different, and then those are different heights.
Different heights. Know? Azaleas. Yeah. You know, assuming you can do bed prep. There's a lot you can do. It's just, you know, what's your area? You know, do you want it to just be more of an extension of the lawn?
Right. What's your look? Yeah. So give us a call if you've got an area that you're not quite sure if you want to leave it more natural or if you want to kind of add some structure and bedding to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Ligularia, they are so fun.
And there's some areas in town that I've seen just big masses of those under tree canopies. And it's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's very pretty. Yeah. Very fun. So keep that in mind because Charlie and I were out looking at some land up at Texas Grand Ranch this weekend, and we're doing some underbrushing. And I could see the look on his face was like, oh, my gosh, this is a lot of, you know, grass or what do we do? And, yeah, so those are great to think about.
And start when you're, you know, driving through town and you see something. You're like, okay, that looks nice. I like that. Take a picture.
Right.
Take it into your Home Show Garden Pro and go, how do I make this happen?
Yes. Yeah. Where do I, how do I start?
What is this plant?
Yeah. And you know what is amazing to me is how quickly, you know, we'll go in, and especially if you've got a bed that you really need to redo, and you get the smaller to medium plants, I mean to tell you, in the spring and summer, they just grow like crazy. I love that. You know, just a little bit of nurturing, good soil, and you're good to go. So, you know, it's coming up on the new year, and I wonder if there are any listeners out there who've had some, who've got some goals for their garden this year. So you can call us and let's talk about those at 281-833-3333. So, you know, what's on your 24 goal list for your lawn and garden, if you've got one? Or did you have some failures? I'd love to hear about those because
Like I said, you know, what'd you fail at in the garden and what were good things?
Yeah.
And let's make changes.
And, you know, these kind of failures, nobody gets hurt, which is kind of nice. And, you know, and it dies and it just goes back into the soil, or you use it for compost or whatever. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. We'd love to hear about your 24 or maybe what you want some help with, what didn't go so well in 23. So we will return after this with Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are talking the sport of gardening, and it is healthy and good for you, which is super for our body and our soul moving into this 24. You know, we can feed our lawn and gardens in many ways and with many items that we talk about here on Home Show Garden Pros. And azomite is one of those very important details.
Micro details
that you need to remember about.
Yes. So, and it's great for all plants and lawn.
Yeah.
And what it is a mineral supplement. So just like you and I have to eat, we still take vitamins.
Yeah.
And so this is like the vitamin for your yard.
Right.
And when you put these rich micronutrients and, or I'm sorry, minerals in the soil, It's a healthier environment for your plants. Everything thrives. You still have to feed them.
Right.
But it's like it's boosting their immune system so they can fight off disease, fight off insects easier, softens the soil, helps with water retention. Like there's the list goes on of the benefits that you get out of applying something like azomite to your yard.
And it's easy. The bag is not that big, and it covers an incredible area, and you can use it on lawn and landscaping.
Yeah, and what I love about it is you're not going to hurt anything by using it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't overdo it, but the bag goes like up to an acre.
Yes. Yeah, it goes a long way.
So a huge, huge coverage. So you could buy a bag and, you know, give all your plants a little scoop. You know, vegetable plants, you know, if you're growing your own vegetables, you want them to be the healthiest.
Right.
Where do you think the health benefit comes from? It comes from the soil. So we've got to put it there.
Right.
So for more information on azomite, you can visit any of your Home Show Garden Pros. You can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and pick up a bag.
Right.
So make that, you know, make health your priority for 2024.
There you go. Health and lawn and garden itself.
Yep.
So azomite, get those micronutrients in your lawn and garden. And I like the way you reminded me earlier, you can use it anytime.
Yeah.
So this is not something that's a timing issue.
Exactly. So, you know, feeding things, you have to be a little bit more scheduled or whether dependent on when you're going to put it out, because you don't want to, you know, boost your plants up with food and put on a huge influx of growth right before a freeze.
Right.
But azomite you can put down anytime.
Yes. So that's why you're listening to Home Show Garden Pros. We learn something new every day. So thank you for that, Sherry. She is our expert. So keep that in mind. And if you've got any questions about feeding versus adding remineralizing, give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And don't forget, you can send questions in to homeshowgardenpros.com for anything that you've got going on in your next steps for gardening.
Yeah. And, you know, just a reminder, you know, my sister Kelly is up in Arkansas. We have a vacation home up there. She's watching the birds right now.
That's right, the birds.
So we need to talk about the birds.
Yes.
You know, birds are very beneficial for our garden. You know, they eat tons of bugs. Mm-hmm. But right now, during the winter time, you need to help them out. They need food. So think about feeding your feathered friends over the wintertime.
Right. And, you know, we've had some rains and some kind of different weather in the last few weeks. So I've also read that maybe we should get out there and clean some of our bird feeders, kind of get them cleaned out.
And your bird baths. Keep a fresh water source out there.
Keep it fresh. But, yes, thank you for reminding me. Because there's not as much for them to choose from right
now. Not as much. And we're in a huge migratory path. So there's a lot of visitors right now from other places.
Yeah.
We're talking about birds.
Birds.
And so, you know, they're, you know, eating up all the berries and any bugs that are there. That's great. We want them to do that.
Yes.
But they'll need, you know, a little extra nutrition to.
They need more.
Make their trek back up north when they start to head back.
And I know all of our Home Show Garden Pros have food, bird food.
High quality seeds.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't want to just buy anything. You need to know what you're feeding and what you're feeding to them.
Yes. And, so, you know, right now they need a little extra protein. And suet's a great way to get the fat in there, too. So,
Well, and I love watching the birds, you know, coming and going and swinging by through the through the yard and the bird baths.
Yeah, and they'll start nesting soon. You know, I know my cardinals will start. I always see them on my crepe myrtle, breaking off the little twigs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because those are easy to break off.
Yeah. The female's doing all the work while the male is just keeping watch.
Keeping watch. He's got the remote in his hand. We're just kidding.
No, we're not.
Men and women do all the work. Okay, we've covered our bases. Oh, that's adorable. So, you know, it's fun to be out there bird watching. But yes, let's get out there and make sure that we take care of the birds. Mm-hmm. And this is a great time to walk the lawn. Go out there and find out what's going on. I need to uncover some sprinkler heads because there are some that are hidden. I have no idea what happened to them. It's like, I know I have some here, so I need to go and do that before, you know, I really need to use them and any repairs that need to happen. That's always, that's an ongoing.
If you could get it repaired over the winter when the Pierscapes is not so busy right now, so they could come out and do repairs.
Right. Yeah. Whereas, you know, if you call someone in March, it may be a waiting period. So this is a great time to find out what's going on out there. Because I don't know about everybody else, but I have some sprinkler system areas. And every season, at least once a season, there are repairs that need to be made.
Oh, yeah.
So I really do prefer the hose.
Do you?
Yes.
Just drag the hose around?
I do. I'm just like, okay, I don't want to mess with having to fix this or having to reprogram. I just want to use the hose. And my lawn is getting much better because I've been really nurturing my soil. So that's
And controlling your sprinkler system controller.
Not letting it control you. Right. Well, mine is off right now.
Good. And everybody's should be off.
Yeah, we really don't need to. There are some areas in beds that I need to water. But, you know, the lawns don't really need. I mean, go down there in your lawn and stick your finger on there and it's moist.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Yes.
The St. Augustine is fine. But my point was that I've learned about the nurturing of the soil and my lawn has needed less water. So
it's not actively using it right now.
Well, right now, but I mean, even, you know, during that summer.
Oh, okay.
So I'm learning and I promise it's the truth. You know, if we nurture that lawn or that soil, You will be less stressed this summer worrying about losing your lawn.
You got it.
So build that up. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You are here with Sandy and Sherry, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. You can give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll be right back.
You got to eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Winterize now with MicroLife Humates Plus 004 and MicroLife Ocean Harvest 423 to see success this spring. Condition your soils with one application of MicroLife Humates Plus. Follow up with spraying MicroLife Ocean Harvest for additional degrees of frost protection. Find MicroLife at your local garden center. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Sure, you can buy woodworking tools at a lot of places, but nothing compares to the Circle Saw experience. You'll find top industry expert advice to get you the perfect tool for any project. Stretch the lifespan of your tools with maintenance and repairs. Pick up new blades or sharpen your existing blades. Buy local, support local, the Circle Saw experience. Come see why they've proudly served the Houston community for 60 years inside the loop at 2510 Ella Boulevard and online at circlesaw.com.
Back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. This is Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy, Texas, on the west side of Houston. We hope you've had a happy holidays. If you're looking for a way to beat the winter doldrums, come on out. Maybe use that gift card that you got for Christmas. We'll have all the beautiful plants and annuals that you can plant at this time of year, plus pottery, fountains, and anything you could think of to enhance your landscape. Pottery is multifunctional. You can use it in your landscape, plant plants in it. It adds color, form, texture to the garden. It adds height. Pottery can be made into an umbrella stand. You can use pot to hold a coiled up hose, make your landscape a lot nicer and neater. You can make it into a table and even store stuff inside of it. So pottery is very versatile.
We hope that you have a happy new year. Nelson's is located a half mile north of I-10. On Katy Fort Bend County Road. Just head west and take exit 742, hang a right, head up a half a mile, and you'll see us on the right.
And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Sandy and Sherry on Home Show Garden Pros, talking about the sport of gardening on Sports Radio 610. You can call us at 281-833-3333. And we have got Paula who wants to talk to you, Miss Sherry. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. What do you have for Sherry?
Okay. I was wondering, I have a beautiful lawn, but the only problem that I have is Bermuda grass seems to be taking over my St. Augustine. And I'm trying to, like, I don't want the Bermuda grass. So is there any product out there?
Yes and no. It's hard to control Bermuda in your St. Augustine with chemicals. Sometimes we need to, and even the healthiest St. Augustine lawn in Houston will have a little bit of Bermuda in there. Mm-hmm. So when the St. Augustine gets stressed out, the Bermuda kind of takes center stage. So we've got, it's always a stress response when the Bermuda is out competing the St. Augustine. Okay. So we've got to stand back and go, well, what could be the stress? You know, everything looks good. But where is the Bermuda coming in at? And is it in an area that's getting more foot traffic? Is it an area down closer to the street and the sidewalk where maybe it dries out a little bit faster? So we've got to figure out what the stress is and make adjustments. Is it a hot spot in the yard where it's maybe hard pan, where it's just real, it's compacted, and we've got to loosen that. We've got to figure out what it is. And then we can make adjustments to fix it. Now, if you're like, okay, everything looks good and I don't, you know, I don't see the stress, I can't figure it out, then in the springtime before our temperatures get over 85, you can do a light application of an herbicide called atrazine, which I am not a huge fan of using, but if you need to knock back that Bermuda, you can with the atrazine.
So is this the first season that you've seen this kind of more Bermuda than usual?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you just named a product.
Okay.
Why you don't like that product?
Atrazine can become toxic over time, and atrazine is found in our water. So it does get into the water table. So if people overuse it or misuse it, it does end up in our water. So that's why I don't like using it unless it's last stitch. I can't figure it out. Let me knock it back, but don't overuse it.
Okay, so all of the things that Sherry mentioned.
Well, I'm hearing you saying the word, but could you spell that?
Atrazine. Atrizine, I believe.
Okay.
And that's not a brand. That's an active ingredient. So you'll have to read those really small active ingredient lines on the product.
So what could we do to reduce this maybe next year?
Well, she's got to, yeah, we got to find out what the stress is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So are you getting a lot of foot traffic there, or is there too much water?
No, I'm not.
No?
No, I'm not. I haven't done what they call that thing when you plug out some of the
aeration.
Okay.
Aeration. That's the word.
Yeah. Yeah. So you may have some compaction and some hard pan going on under the soil. And so loosening that will definitely help. So aeration and compost top dress would be very beneficial.
Yeah, that would help. And now or is now a good time for that?
Well, you get on the list, so you would find an aeration company and get on the list now.
Yeah.
So like Best Choice Lawn. Ricky can take care of you.
Yeah, and he also does compost, so you could get both of those done at one time.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Sprinkle compost throughout the lawn?
Yeah. Absolutely. Compost top dress right on top after it's been aerated.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And that's going to nurture your soil, which is going to make it stronger for the St. Augustine to grow.
Yep.
Okay. There's no St. Augustine seed.
No. Oh so St. Augustine is sterile from the seed. So you're not going to be able to apply seed.
Right. So what your St. Augustine needs is just healthy soil.
Yeah.
And that's what Sherry's talking about is getting that compost, maybe even some humates. But, you know, Ricky with Best Choice, he'll do that for you. If he comes out to aerate, he'll aerate, compost, and feed in one visit.
Yep.
And that will really get you going on a better start for your St. Augustine.
Okay.
To make it stronger.
All righty. That sounds like a plan.
All right.
Aerate, compost, and feed it.
That's right. All right. Well, good luck with that. Let us know how that St. Augustine goes.
All righty. And you have a blessed day.
Thank you, too,
Paula. Thank you.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And, you know, that is such a common question and issue people are running into.
Yeah, I mean, it exists here. Bermuda grass exists here from seed. It's everywhere, right? And so if it's taking center stage over your St. Augustine, we've got to figure out what the stress is.
Okay.
I preach that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I would use the chemicals the last resort.
Yeah.
You know, if I was doing everything and my soil was soft and I wasn't overwatering or underwatering and there was no foot traffic, then you might knock it back, but use it very sparingly.
Well, and to me, I mean, it's everybody's preference, but I mean, I see the Bermuda sneaking in there, and yes, I understand that there may be something going on, but I'm not going to use a chemical on something green. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, it's green. I'll leave it there for now.
Yeah.
You know, but...
And assess the situation.
Assess, and then let's nurture. Let's get some of this healthy stuff in there. And like you say, I'd put the chemicals aside.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, good. Well, I hope she has great luck with the aeration and compost to get a good start on the year. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 with Sandy and Sherry, and we are at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life. Just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best-kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Purescapes, from lawns to landscaping, irrigation to outdoor lighting, Purescapes is your comprehensive landscaping company, enhancing the beauty of Houston yards for three decades. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sandy and Sherry are here talking with our lovely listeners and callers. Mm-hmm. You can call us at 281-833-3333. So that last little chat earlier was talking about 30 years. You know, people have been in business for so long. And I'm thinking about our Home Show Garden Pros and all of our sponsors, and they have all been doing this for so long.
Right.
And that is what is so, it's a reliable source. Mm-hmm. We have lots of reliable companies and resources for you. So here we are at Home Show Garden Pros, and one of those is Landscaper's Pride.
Yeah, and we've been talking a lot about soil this morning.
Yep.
And the importance of healthy soil.
Exactly.
And Landscaper's Pride, you know, you go into a garden center and you're like, okay, I need a good soil. Well, how do you know? Well, if it has Landscaper's Pride's name on it,
you know,
then you know.
Right.
It's a good quality, you know, it's a crafted soil. It's not just dirt in a bag.
Yes.
They have crafted these soils and compost to be the best that your money can buy for your project. So, for instance, we're talking about building a vegetable garden.
Right.
They have Gardener's Magic. It's a bag that you can dump and plant.
And I love that.
Just get going with it.
Easy going.
You're not going to have to do a bunch of amending before you can plant.
Or mixing something together.
Exactly. Yeah. Their healthy soil compost is great for after the soil or the lawn's been aerated to compost top dress. You know, 1/4 inch of healthy soil compost right on top is going to improve your soil so that you can get through the summer. Their black velvet mulch.
Love it.
Adding a little bit of mulch. It's a little more composted. Mm-hmm. Not as, it's got bark pieces in it, but it's aged, so it's more a compost texture.
It's and one of my favorites.
It's dark chocolate. Let's call it dark chocolate.
It is.
But it's a beautiful, it sets your landscape off beautifully.
And I love mulching. I don't know. There's something about mulching.
And weeding. I need to have you at my house.
I know. I love mulching. It is one of my top seaweed, mulching, and weeding. Yes.
Right.
But their black velvet is just, it is wonderful. And this is a time to sort of start preparing. You know, if you haven't mulched in a while, it's a good time to make sure that your plants are protected and kind of insulated there. So their black velvet mulch is wonderful. And I love the way you talked about the composts and the soils. Mm-hmm. Sort of go in knowing what you're going to use your compost and soil for, because then it's a great way to decide with Landscaper's Pride, because theirs are, you know, they have some specifics.
Right.
Like you said, you know, for the Gardener's Magic. So it's a great time to prepare, a great time to get out there and buy your Landscaper's Pride products. They've got like 27 different products.
Yeah. Soils and aggregates.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that is a great go-to, Landscaper's Pride, compost, topsoils, mulches, you know, potting soils.
Anything you need for your gardening project.
Yeah. Yes. So landscaperspride.com, landscaperspride.com, or you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and find out where you can get them. But all of our Home Show Garden Pros have Landscaper's Pride.
Yes.
So thank you so much for that. Oh, yes, I know. I'm kind of odd. I like to pull weeds and mulch. But I do like to seaweed. I love to seaweed because you can see the results, though, after that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
All of this, you know, they have their result times. And the super seaweed, using that, and the next morning, I'm telling you, my plants are smiling at me. So
they are.
So super fun. We've already gone through Paula. You know, homeshowgardenpros.com, you can send in questions. And we have got a question on moths. We've been talking about our lawns. And I've seen a few flitterings of moths.
And we always do in the fall.
Okay. All right.
And we're having warm days. and cooler nights. Mm-hmm. We'll see a little bit of moth action.
Okay.
The question is, they're seeing the little moths and want to know if it's because they have a grub problem. Now, we have to look at the insect, different life stages. Mm-hmm. And white grubs that you find in the ground come from a beetle, not a moth.
Oh, okay.
So if you know what the larval stages, which is the grub.
Right.
And you need to find out what the adult looks like to know if it's something you need to be worried about. So the moths that we were having problems with several years back in 2016 through 2019, I believe, the sod webworm.
Yeah.
That moth is a little kind of brownish, kind of real small moth. And the moth itself doesn't do damage, but its caterpillar does. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And so its caterpillar lives in the grass, like in the thatch area, and comes out and mows your grass down. Now, right now, they're not doing damage.
Okay.
You know, so it's more of a September issue.
Okay.
And except for that one apocalyptic year we had.
Yeah.
Where they started in like May. Mm-hmm. And that's the year they did so much damage.
They
did. In my 25 year career, I have seen that one time.
Wow.
So it's not an always problem. Mm-hmm. It built up and we had just the perfect weather for it. And it got out of hand. But the moths don't indicate a grub problem.
Okay.
If you had a lot of June bugs, that makes that little white grub. If you had, if you noticed like a ton accumulating in maybe a shady, lower moist area of the yard, that you could have form a grub problem the next season.
Okay.
But good to nothing
know.
To worry about right now.
Right
I would
now.
Not spray anything or do anything.
Yeah, let's avoid those sprays.
You got it.
Unless it's super seaweed or ocean harvest.
There you go.
One of those good ones. Yes, and I've seen a few of those flitterings, but nothing has gotten any worse. So that's great to know. So I will send.
And again, if you see a bug and you don't see damage,
yeah,
it's probably not a problem.
Right, right.
But being aware and vigilant is good.
Right. Keep on top of kind of, is it getting worse or better? Or is it doing any damage? And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we'll talk with Dwight after this.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
If you want your project done right, go to Trifection.
That's David. Howdy, I'm Jeff Roberts.
We talked about a kitchen.
A Trifection specialty.
Right then and there is when Hurricane Ike hit.
And he means hit.
We had 9 inches of water.
So I called.
And he basically said, I'm your Huckleberry. Whatever you need, we're going to take care of it.
Whatever it takes.
So the remodel of the kitchen went to a complete remodel of the entire downstairs.
Built with form, function, and fit.
My wife loves it. She's very happy with it. So therefore, I'm very pleased.
That's our goal at Trifection.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we have got, I was about to take the call, but hang on, Dwight. We want to talk real quick about Woodlands Tree Experts.
Yes.
We need to have our eyes up also, not just on our lawn and garden, but on our trees.
Mm-hmm.
And the go-to is Ed Dolphin with Woodlands Tree Experts. He is a board-certified arborist.
Mm-hmm. And he is a real tree doctor.
He is right. So he is someone that you definitely need to give a call, because my understanding from him and learning so much from him about trees, he's the expert. But you really do need to kind of have a baseline.
Right.
And then he can guide you on treatments, if any.
Yeah. And we're seeing a lot of stress on our trees from this awful summer that we endured.
Right.
And so he can see things that are going to be a problem in the future that we wouldn't necessarily notice.
Right.
So it is very beneficial to have somebody with expert eyes in your yard at least once a year.
Yes, just like we go to the doctor once a year. Have Ed
Trees Dalton. Are very valuable to your property values, yes, and to the aesthetics of your yard.
Right.
And so getting some trained eyes on them is very beneficial. And he's been doing this for over 30 years.
Yeah. And he can deal with your soil if there's an insect problem, mm-hmm, planting, pruning, removal if
fertilization.
Necessary. Fertilization, mm-hmm, yeah.
Yep.
So once a year, have Ed Dolphin come out and let's get a baseline on those trees. Like Sherry said, it's one of our biggest investments in our lawn, mm-hmm, outside. So call Woodland Tree Experts at 713-703-2701 or homeshowgardenpros.com, and we have everybody on there.
Yes.
So Woodland Tree Experts. And good morning. We've got Dwight on the line. What do you have for Sherry?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. The problem of crabgrass, normal weeding feed will not kill that.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your thoughts to get rid of.
Prevention is going to be key. And when I say prevention, pre-emergent herbicides, so not necessarily battling it with a post-emergent, which would be the weed and feed product, right?
But okay.
Putting the pre-emergents out, that will break the seed cycle. So you'll have to do that in the spring and the fall. And then as it really starts to emerge and come up and we start to warm up, there is a product by AgriLawn called Crabgrass Killer.
Hmm.
Have you used that before?
No.
Okay.
No, I have not.
It's safe and it's a powder. I would just do spot treatments of it. But it's very effective to kill the crabgrass. But you can kill it all you want, but if you don't prevent it from coming back, it's going to continually be a problem.
Right.
So what can he do like now or in the next couple of
pre-emergent.
Months? Pre-emergent.
Mm-hmm.
First.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Pre-emergence.
You got it. It's just a granular. Right. You'll put it out. But it's a process. It's not a, I'm going to put this out and it's going to be gone. It'll stop it from reseeding. And that's going to be key in the long-term control.
Okay.
Great. You've been very helpful. Thank you very much. You all
bet.
Have a blessed day.
You bet. Thanks. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year, all. Great, because uh-huh. You're right. It's not an instant.
No.
And we really don't want those instants because a lot of times it's going to lay chemicals
mm-hmm.
that we don't want. So a pre-emergent now is a great thing.
Yes.
And then like you've been saying during the show today is soil, soil, soil.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Get the compost.
So, yep, if you had a problem there, you fixed it, you stopped it, let's mm-hmm. build the soil, keep it from coming back.
Right, right. So a lot of good things to get going on and make your list for the new year coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.